Torah R. Megillah Esther, page 180, first column. The Alter Rebbe is explaining the advantage of mitzvahs over learning. Learning is chokhma, mitzvahs are makifim, seifim kolam, and it's a much greater level. And he says that the physical object becomes holy. Okay? So we started this paragraph, we're going to start again. V'inei ala ares ham shachazom shechina seifim kolam. This revelation that mitzvahs bring from Sefer Kol Alman. She'ein alo adas ba'alma, which is only ha'adah, like he said, Hashem Moloch Geirus Lovish. Hashem, the king, dresses with royal garments. So he says, K'maimer, the Indian is like this. It says, Yochad Chayalam Melech. Shoyiz Baruch Yochad Amon Yochad. Hashem is Yochad, means singular only, the only object that exists. And hu levadik k'may kedem shenivreilam. Hashem is the same God, the same only, just like before the world existed, only Hashem existed. By the way, world doesn't mean only this world. It means all the emanations of the highest of levels. Kedem Shenivra, before anything existed, the only thing that existed was Hashem. Like it says, Ato Hashem Levadecha. So Zehu Efesh, Ben Pirish, Shubir Milis Echad, Lepirish, Shubir Mis Yochad. This is the difference between Echad and Yochad. Milis Echad, Meir Alam Shachet, Zichudi Yizbarich. Echad represents the way Hashem comes down into the world. Ches is eight, has seven heavens and earth. Dalet is four corners of the world. And this, Elokos kam bezayin, Rekim varas dalet ruchas elin lebetelim. V'nechlolim yichudu elyon, to be one with Hashem in the level of bitul v'izkalos mamish. L'yeteif is mokav yesh v'dav v'nifrit. Right? So therefore, Echad means, and this is what we're up to, by the way. Echad means Elokus comes down into world, and the world is bottled to Elokus. But there is a world which is bottled. Masha'en came b'chinas Yochid at the level of Yochid, Meir al Yichud, the Yizbaruch HaEmes, represents not that there's a world and the world is bottled to Hashem. There is no world. The only thing that exists is Hashem. Terim shenim sh'beilem esu levadei, lakach, therefore, acha b'riyaseilem, therefore, the same way, like we said, Atu Kedem Shinivarilam, Atu Mishinivarilam, it doesn't only mean you were there before and after. It means the same way that you were there before, that the only thing that existed was you. Now that there's a world only thing, Ein Eid Mavadi, to Kula Kamekla, Choshim, Amish, everything is considered nothing. Elashanim Shechliyas Chei Ha'ilamim. So therefore, what do we say in Baruch Shammah? Yachid Chei Ha'ilamim Melech. Right? Chei Olamim now means the life of the world. So therefore, from this level of Yochid comes Chei Olamim, which is only the level of Malchus. Malchus Cha Malchus Kol Olamim. Hainu, Kamei HaMelech HaMeshul B'Medina. Just like when a king runs a country, Ein Atzmusim Muhusim Nitpesim Ispashim B'Medina Kula. The king doesn't hang around the whole country. The king sits in the palace. How does he control the country? With his name. The king said, the king did, the king said, Rak Shmei Levadei, Shenikra Melech Aleim, that he's called their king, Ukvein Malchusei V'Teferes Gedulosei, and the glory of his royalty, and the beauty of his greatness, Mispashit M'Binidosei, Mizeh Mekablen O Malchusei, U'Memshalta Aleim, and he dictates them. Why? Kedei Sham Shoch, Uzusha Sevu Kol Alman. Means the king runs the country with the attribute of Malchus. Okay? The king himself is completely removed from the citizens or the country people or the country itself. What is functioning in the country? The name of the king. The same thing. We say, what governs the world? The level of Malchus. The level of Yashmiyayin. Right? Hashem is above world. And Oz, it's interesting, is Ayin Zayin, Chassidus explains, is the level of eight, which is Vayibayam Hashemin, the level higher than world, which is seven. Vamisnasim Mei Salem. Nim Shechayis V'Savis Kolin Evram Liyashmiyayin. Okay, so therefore, what's Yochid mean? Yochid means, but from Yochid, from the exact meaning that the only thing that exists is the king, from there comes this level of Elokus to make the world exist. from Malchus Cha comes Malchus Kol Olamim. And that's what it says. Ki Hu Levadi Modim VeKadosh. That Hashem himself alone is Modim VeKadosh, removed and holy. Poel Gevuris Eisa Chadosh is right, we say in davening. LeMelech Kel Chai VeKayim Ram VeNisa. And he said, what does all this mean? V'za Hashem Moloch Geus Lovish. Shenislavish B'midas Geus. Hashem dresses into the level of royalty. V'isnasis in elevation. To be Melech Ala Elam, to be over the king over the world. But where is this coming from? From the essence of Hashem. Shegeus V'isnasizu Im'idu Mispashetis. This level of Geus, this level of Elokus, which is completely removed from the world, that is what's giving Chayis to the world, Me'ayin Liyesh. V'usibus Kiyum Hayesh Gashmi. That's what makes the world exist. The level of Elokus, the essence of Elokus, and therefore, like he says in Tanya, the ability of Yesh Me'ayin can only come from the level of Atzmus Ein Sof Shein Le'ila V'Sibah Shekod Melech Chas V'Shom. Yesh Me'ayin can only come from a level of the essence of Hashem, which is nothing higher. Why? Because Yesh Me'ayin, remember, without getting into it again, makes the world feel it's a self-existent entity. And that has to come from a level of the essence of Hashem. So the ability to create Yesh Me'ayin, which by the way means the Ayin gives existence to the Yesh, but the Yesh doesn't realize the Ayin. It's Mitzius Matzmusay. Who can create such a level? Only the essence of Hashem. The way it comes through the level of Malchus. The king himself is completely removed from the world, has nothing to do with the country. His name is what dictates the country.
Billions and billions and billions of stars exist and have absolutely no effect on Hashem. They should be there, Mesudar, everything is Beseder, everything.
Are there unlimited stars or limited stars?
The limited stars.
Okay. You said that in davening today, by the way.
Yes.
Meina Mispa Lakechovim, Luchulam Shemi Sikra. It says clearly in Tilim.
Right.
Okay. There is a limited amount of stars. So how can any limited thing get billions and billions and billions? Or even the American debt that just became $22 trillion is still limited. You got a lot of shows with that money. But it's still limited. So what do you mean, what does an effect have on infinite? The same effect on infinite that one has.
But he runs it. Over here, Rebbe says that there
it's not running it. His essence is not running it. Yachid, Hashem is Yachid. What's Chayoy Lamim? That's the level of Melech, the way Hashem comes into Melech. Hashem Moloch Geus Lovish. In other words, the essence of Hashem is the origin and source of everything. What makes the world go round, so to speak? The level of Malchus. And he says, well, Avtik and Tevel Baltimi. He establishes the world that it doesn't move. Shechadeli is Tevel Gashmi. In order for there to be, from the essence of Hashem, a physical world, Nislabish B'midas Gez, he has to go into the level of Malchus. What creates the world? Vayir Melekim, Vayir Melekim, Vayir Melekim, which is Malchus. Laham Shebuchinus Malchus Yisbarach. Shemizan Nimshech Kiyim Ayeshe Gashmi Kanal. Okay, so he says, what's the level of Seviv Kol Almin? Seviv Kol Almin is the level of Elokus that creates Yesh Me'ayin. That's why Yudke Vavke, which is above nature, is the level of Mahava. Yudke Vavke is Seviv. Elokim is Mamala, in that thing. So it's the level of Havai even going through Elokim, Vayomer Elokim, but it's the level of the essence of Hashem, but what's actually creating the level of Malchus. Okay, so this is what the Alter Rebbe is explaining. Okay, so the Alter Rebbe is explaining what's the mile of physical mitzvahs? Because they come from Seviv versus Mamala. Then he says, what's the level of Seviv? Really represents the essence of Hashem that goes through the level of Malchus. Okay, that's why mitzvahs are greater than Torah. Torah, Mamala, food, and mitzvahs, sarmakifim, glove garments. But the mime is tied with Yevil Levush Malchus. Yeah, they should bring the Vush Malchus. So what does it mean in Ruchnius? Zeho Yevil Vush Malchus. They should bring the royal garments. That's the level. What are the royal garments? Hashem Moloch Geus Lovish. That's the level that the king wears. His nas is Erin Sabarchu. V'yaviu, and it says they should take this Levush Malchus, which is the level of our neighbors to remove from world, and they should bring it. Meaning, Shebechin is Geus, it's not, they should bring it. Laham Shebechin is Malchus, he is Barich. To bring down this level of Hashem. In other words, how can they bring down Levush Malchus that he said is the highest of levels that creates Yeshmiayin? That's Yaviyu, you got to bring it. That means Avedas Ha'odom is what brings it down. That's the concept of mitzvahs. Right? In the world itself, without mitzvahs, is basically a revelation of Mamala. You want to bring down higher levels of Kedusha, Seiviv? That's only through Aved, that's only Torah mitzvahs bring down Seiviv, not Malchus. I mean, not Mamala. Because everything compared to Hashem is nothing. So then who's going to have the level of melucha? Okay, there's a rule. Ein melech b'layam.
It's tal yimilta.
Dependent. Tali. It's tal, dependent. Milsa the words. It's dependent on our avaida. Why? Because Hashem himself can't be a king. There's a rule. Ein melech b'layam. Right? You can't have a king without a nation. Because the definition of a king is that there's a nation that's subordinate and battle to the king. If there's no nation, there's no king. In fact, one of the fundamental questions in all the Maimarim is, how could Hashem be Melech, Adonai Elam Hashem Molach, B'terem Kol, before anything was created? How can you have Melech B'layam? So he says like this, in order to have a Melech, you need the Am. So that, what's the Am? The Yidden that are doing Avoida, it's Talia Milsa, is dependent on our, what we do, to bring down this level of Yaviyu Levush Malchus. Because otherwise, yeah, we're saying Hashem runs the world with Malchus, but if there's no Avoida, like it says in Chumash, Adam Ayin Lavedo Adama, there's no person yet, how are you going to have a world?
So how do we explain Hashem Malach?
Huh? There's a level of Malchus all the way up, lifting at Tzimtzum. Oh, what's the difference? Elahainu machmas shiyom shech v'yor ein tzav baruch ha-sev kam begili mamish b'dvarim anasim b'ma mitzvahs. So how do you get this level of Elokus down? Very simple. When a yid does a mitzvah, so they're taking the physical object and they're doing what Hashem wants, so they reveal, again, the ma'id of mitzvahs versus Torah. They bring down the mitzvahs, which are the will of Hashem, which is, again, will versus chochma, it's ratzon versus seichel, and ratzon is higher than it. V'yizgala erin tzav baruch hu mamish begilui b'lishum hester panim levush. Without any concealments of garments, normally garments conceal, right? Liyaz dvarim gashmi amahem. That these physical objects themselves, which until now were tachas memshelas klipas naigam, because Shoshim said to me, he can't elevate, right? And there was until now in the level of Klipas Neigal, B'telim le'er avayu k'dushose anim shechomer b'hem. Okay? So he says, what's the vart over here? The whole concept of Yavil Levush Malchus, you have to bring down a level of Lukus that's higher than the world. Now, in order for that to come down, Malchus, you need a nation. What's the nation, or the thing that keeps Hashem down? That's the Avayit of the Eden. Just like we learned in the other Maimarim, why are it called the Lechem? Right? L'chula, the Yidin have to feed Hashem. Because what does feeding do? It keeps the Nesham in the body. No food, no Nesham in the body. If there's no mitzvahs, there's no Elokus in the world. What keeps Hashem in the world? The Nesham in the body? The Aved of Yidin. It's up to B'Serusa de L'Sata. And this Amshacha is dependent on Isarusa de Lasata Aravoida. Kamesha Kosov. Ashayasa Isa Adam. That the person will do. Simply, it's interesting. The Pasuk says about mitzvahs, Ashayasa Isa Adam. Now, in grammar, it should have said Asher Asa or whatever. Yasa means Sha'adam Eisa Eisa Lemitzis. The Medrash says, who makes him a mitzvah? Asheyasa Esa Ma'adam, the person makes it the mitzvah. By doing the mitzvah, the guy makes it the mitzvah. Kameshah calls it Malkam Acher. So in other words, who makes it a mitzvah?
Yes.
Because there's a theoretical mitzvah. Right? Do this, eat this, do a shalulah, a tefillin, whatever. It's, until it comes into action, it's not real yet. Right? You could love somebody, it's all hypothetical. You want to do it, you got to act on it.
The mitzvah is from Hashem, but it's acted out
through us. Who makes them the mitzvah? We do.
Who carries it out?
Yeah. Not only carries it out, by carrying it out, you actually create it as a mitzvah that Elokus now comes out into this physical object. The tefillin are holy when the Jew puts them on, or writes them, or whatever it is. Achainu am shochets erin sof baruch hu bedvar menasim bahem amitzas. Like, tzatzis, tefillin, esrig, all that. Sheesavis miyayin liyashe gashmi shebahem, that the physical existence of it is me'erin sof baruch ha-sevil makiv kulam ha-shva achas. But kiyam amitzas b'maisa adam, until now he's speaking about the physical mitzvah that was created in the esrig and the tefillin and the tzitzis and everything. But the fulfillment of the mitzvah when the person does it, levishas atalas tefillin, netilas esrig, nesinas atzedaka, shebehem amshachas er v'gilei chayis meritzav baruch benefesh adam mamish. That brings down, though, who brings down this kedusha into the person? Only the person when he does the mitzvah. Right? Tefillin on the table are very holy. But it's not doing anything to the person. When the person puts on the tefillin, then he brings on that elokus into himself and into the world, by the way. Not only is he mamshich it into himself, tefillin on the table don't bring kedusha into the world. It's holy tefillin, but it doesn't bring down kedusha into the world. The only thing that brings kedusha into the world is when the person puts on the tefillin. Then he brings it on himself and also into the world.
Parenthetically, a lot of the mitzvahs, we make the object of the mitzvahs. I mean,
do we make it holy?
No, maybe we make the actual object before we actually perform the mitzvah with the object. I'm just saying.
Like, for instance, you mean you write tefillin. The tefillin? Yeah.
Okay, I mean, just.
But the writing of the tefillin is, by the way, not a mitzvah to write tefillin.
Right.
The mitzvah is to wear tefillin.
Prerequisite to wearing the
tefillin. Yeah.
Just saying.
But the Jew brings down the kedusha. Yeah. You're right. I mean, the Jew brings down kedusha when he writes the tefillin too. The object becomes holy. Somebody prints the sefer, the printer. The prints the sefer is not doing a mitzvah by printing
it. They're enabling people to do the mitzvah.
But they're nevertheless, they're making these papers holy. This paper before the guy printed on it is not holy. But it's still not kedusha into the world.
It's still not the tachlis of the...
Right, correct. There's kedusha in the paper. How does that kedusha from the paper get into the person in the world? When a person learns from it. Or does a mitzvah with the object. Then that's what happens.
Learn and do the mitzvah.
Right. But more by mitzvah... See, the issue is like this. By Torah, there's also... There's the mitzvah of Torah and there's the learning of Torah. No, there's the learning of Torah, understanding Torah. There's the mitzvah of learning Torah. There's the mitzvah of understanding Torah. Understand? No. If a guy reads Tillim and doesn't know what he's talking about,
he's not learning.
He is. Torah Shabbat Ksav, you don't have to understand what it means. Guy sits Tillim or reads Chumash and doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah? He's by Torah Shabbat Ksav, not by Torah Shabbat Peh. He gets a mitzvah of learning Torah. He doesn't get the mitzvah of Havanas HaTorah, of understanding Torah, right? A guy can learn, say Tillim 24-7, yeah? Hypothetically. And he's getting a mitzvah of Torah, learning Torah 24-7. But he's not getting the mitzvah of understanding Torah. That he's not getting.
One of my mishpim told me, if you don't feel like saying Rambam, say it like Tillim.
No, the Melech used to say you shouldn't be able to learn Rambam at night because basically people say Tilim with it.
And also, it's a part of them say Zohar like Tilim. They just read.
Yeah, but Zohar is Torah Shebal Peh. Zohar is not Torah Shebiksav.
I know.
No, so a lot of them understand it. The Sephardic people, you should know, they learn Zohar, they understand it. A lot.
They would say like Tilim.
I understand, but Zohar is Torah Shebal Peh, not Torah Shebiksav. So they're not going to get a mitzvah of learning Torah if you just read the... I mean, it's a nice thing to say. It's better than Lashon Hara. But you're not getting a mitzvah of learning Torah because you don't understand what it's saying.
If you don't understand.
That's in Torah Shebal Peh. There is Torah Shebal Peh, not Torah Shebal Peh. Okay, Mikomo came... Five lines in the top. Ein harder zon nimshachos me'aretz abarcha sevim makav zayel and b'shva levad. It doesn't only come from there. Ki ha'orai bechinas esnasus levad sham esnasim me'selim. Okay, shesnasus mitzan atzmei is a level of leaving a chayis me'aretz off. Shelo yoyevi is galah begila ravatim. In other words, the level of amshacha that we're bringing down comes from a level which is normally not revealed. If anything, it's the level of removal. I'm misnasim may salem. Rak acha shemisnasim mimchinus almin. Laharis machusi visnasusa kola imis. Then, harinim shagil aris machusi visnasusi is barach, which is the savior kolama which surrounds the world. Ava adam shachs aladim mikim amitsu bepel mamish. That's the level of keser machus. Da tore shaotli ime vikasid nazo resha melach. Like daimimim, and it becomes that tarev v'kesal malchus. You know, he says like this: by a crown. Come to think of it, it's an interesting thing that Rebbe is saying. The stone, yeah, they're very expensive daimim, but they're daimim. They're inanimate objects. These diamonds that are in the centerpiece of the king's crown. Yeah,
yeah, rare.
The lowest of the low is daimim. It's not even plant. It's not definitely an animal. It's a Yet, that's elevated to the ultimate level on top of the head of the king. And what is the essence of royalty is really the crown. The essence of royalty is the crown.
And the essence of the crown is this.
Is daimim.
So what's the point?
That's what he says. It's really, here. Al-derech moshmi avonim tevi shimchinu daimimim. Shemachin is tachtoina, is the lowest level of Dermit Smechai Medaber. Afo Pikei, Nasa, Torah V'Kesa, Reish, L'Sanig, L'Spoil. That's the level we bring down when you do a mitzvah. He says, V'Kach V'Kiyam HaMitzvahs, Asher Yasa Eisa Adam, Hagam Shem Melubashim B'Dvarim Gashmi L'Cher, it's the Dermit objects, a lot of mitzvahs. V'Kom HaKayim, Zeh Nasa B'Chin is Keser HaTorah L'Maila, Einig Elyon, and this einig, all the way up in the this level, misgalim benefesh adam baseis achas mikol mitzvahs. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining what is this level of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is to bring down the level of seifa kolam. Even though it's the level of seifa kolam, which you basically remove from the world, and he gives the analogy. Not only that, it's like daimim that becomes the centerpiece of the king's crown, which is the essence of royalty. That level of alukus a Jew brings down when he does a mitzvah. Whereas the mashal that they told the Magid, yeah, the Alter Rebbe told the mashal the king's son was sick and they don't grind up the thing, you know, whatever. That's that comes down into the person when they do a mitzvah. The Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Aloches, which is Maisa Mitzvahs, and Halichas Elam, are the going of the world. Shein Amshachas Erin Zal Baruch Hu Mamish BeElam, Ben Nakadosh Baruch Hu Loim Eladal Amishal Aloches. So he says, what's this whole union of Deibishter's essence in the world? It's Halacha. Why is Hashem after the Beis Hamikdash Gemara says Ein Nakadosh Baruch Hu BeElam Eladal Amishal Aloches? Because Halacha is Maisa Mitzvahs. Right, that's what halacha is, how to do mitzvahs. Now, obviously, if you learn halacha and you don't do the mitzvah, you shouldn't have been created, he said. So therefore, you have the mitzvah. So where does the Eibishter's essence reveal itself in the world? in the action of a mitzvah.
Is there a mitzvah that doesn't have an action?
There's mitzvahs. Yeah, the shesh mitzvahs tamidias though are in the physical. Amuna, Ava, Yira, it's all in the physical head and heart. It has a physical place. Speech mitzvahs, yeah, benching, davening, zakim mitzvahs of other mice, it's still considered action. Yeah, so all mitzvahs have to have an act. Even Amuna and all that is in the physical head that you believe.
Mental mitzvahs are physical mitzvahs?
Mental mitzvahs are less physical than putting on tefillin, but they're still in a physical body. A dead body can't have Amuna. Can't have Ava V'yira. So they have to have a body. It's in the body, it's the more spiritual part of the body versus a physical mitzvah of building a sukkah. I mean, Amuna is much more spiritual than building a sukkah or benching lulav or putting on tefillin. But it's still in a body. The head and heart. So there is no mitzvah that's not involved in the human body. Because it's dira v'tachtein. Mitzvahs have to deal with the physical world. If not, it doesn't work. But even in Gashmi's, you have some mitzvahs are more... I mean, even learning Torah is much more refined, I mean, less physical than doing a physical mitzvah. Even though you're using your physical brain, it's still not the same.
Yeah.